What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff and our community. Ooh, it is a true treat and it is a true treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas.
Hi, key for Christ, Hallie. Low key for Satan. How are you?
Blessed, 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 blessed. How was your week? How are your kids coming to Climax?
I am just having such a great sort of back to school energy Ooh. With my teens in Climax. Ooh. And I'm doing something called Back to School Facing the Cross. And you know, Hallie, it's really important, I think, that these teens be able to share their faith. Mm-hmm. For, you know, because there's so many teens in that public secular school space that are just, you know, it's rife with non-believers.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Totally. I mean, you know, I kind of like to think of atheists, you know, they're like mice. Huh. They just multiply. When you hit one with a rake, there's three more where that one came from.
Oh, sounds like, do you have a story there, Gray?
Well, you know, Clay and I are having some issues with mice at the duplex we live in, or, you know, own and planning to rent out. Anyway, back to school facing the cross. I'm doing a really cool incentive-based contest sort of raffle thing. If my teens in Climax can show up and say that, you know, they've witnessed and won someone to Jesus, then their name gets entered into this raffle next week at Climax to get, you know, fully kitted out from Fly Effect, which is a cool streetwear company that carries all the top brands.
Awesome.
So every person that they win to Christ, they get a ticket, and that ticket goes into the raffle so that you can just look really good in your back to school stuff.
Oh, that's so cool.
Oh, it's been amazing. You know, I've had some kids, and I don't like to name names, but I will shout these two out. Emberly Cormanati and Blaze Rascal, they have each signed up 1,300 people for Christ that they have saved. So they have 2,600 tickets in the raffle between them. It's just incredible.
That is so awesome.
I know.
What a win for Christ. Where do they go to school?
Broad Ripple High School.
Oh, no. They closed BR High in 2018.
What?
Yeah, low enrollment. That was a real shame. My son, Day, he never even got to go there.
Son of a gun. Okay. I need to look into that. That is so weird. They sent me this photo of them in the auditorium praying over all the students. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's clearly photoshopped. Shoot. Okay. Anyway, what's going on with you, Hallie?
Oh, I had such a cool God thing happen to me this week, Gray, and it just blessed my socks off, so I thought I would share it with you.
Oh,
and
please. Everybody.
Well, it started out scary. My husband, Lance Labonte, he's been having some health issues. As you know, he's fully paleo. He doesn't eat anything at all except animal protein.
Right, that can't be bad.
And he, you know, first it was his heart. Now he had to go have a doctor, a specialist, kind of check out his prostate.
Oh, no.
And I know that's a real sensitive thing for guys, and they can be so embarrassed because it's about your behind and all that stuff.
No, I
just said, Lance, you know what? I got your back, and I will be there with you. And so I went with him, and I said, I'm going to sit in the doctor's office waiting room when you go in there with the specialist, and I'm just going to sit there. I'm going to pray the whole time. I'm going to put you in a hedge of protection, and I'm just going to be offering up, you know, my prayers and my supplications and my recommendations and my requests to, you know, our Heavenly Father who loves you so much, sweetie. And so here I am sitting there, Gray, in the doctor's office. Lance Labonte is in there with the doctor, and the Holy Spirit put this song on my heart. Does that ever happen to you?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I love when that happens.
Just like an awesome praise and worship song. Do you know the Tommy Walker song, How Can I But Love You?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, it's such an awesome, How Can I But Love You?
Right.
And I just said, you know what? This is coming straight from the Holy Spirit. And I sat there singing this song as if it was a prayer right out of my heart. And the words of this song are so cool, from Tommy Walker. How could I but love you?
Okay.
How could I but serve you?
Okay.
How could I but love you? My comforter, my strength. How could I but serve you when in this life you've been so faithful and true? How could I but love you? How could I but love you?
Yeah.
How could I but serve you? I mean, it was just a God thing.
That is a God thing. Well, I hope everything's good. Is Lance okay?
You know what? I think so. I'm sure he is, because we've been praying about it. He didn't really talk about it that much because I think he was embarrassed. You know what? And because you know why too? He came out and he had a female doctor, a prostate doctor that's a female.
Oh, no.
I mean, I know that there are gynecologists who are male, but that's because, you know, they're so smart and they need to deliver babies. It's not like they're into that part of the female body or anything. But with a female going into prostate stuff, I just said, you know what? I think that's sick.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price, and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa.
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the medical medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just like Jesus said, even the rocks and stones will cry out. Our guest today is a stone-cold rocker. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Rod Humble.
Hey, guys.
Welcome.
So cool.
Yeah, awesome.
Man, I'm psyched.
Rod, I've just got to paint the picture for everyone. I would say that, you just kind of the picture of what I would call rock and roll.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The leather jacket. The
rings. Ring on every finger.
Really?
Skulls.
Oh, really? Oh, man.
Just
that's so cool.
So cool. Well,
so yeah. Cool. I mean, you know, like part of being, I think, in the music scene is also just looking like you are in the scene, looking like you belong, you know? And, also, just like people don't mess with you, you know, when you look like a rocker or, you know, if you look kind of more like a demon, then people tend to be more like scared and afraid of you.
Yeah.
That is a great point.
That's true.
And I want to ask you, so tell the listeners a little bit about your background, because really when we think about rock and roll around Twin Hills, you're probably the first, or at least, you know, you're in the top five or so names that come up of people who have really lived that rock and roll life, but you've lived it for Christ.
Yeah. Well, you know, not always to be, you know,
really?
Yeah. I mean, like if you go way back, I was listening to, you know, secular rock and metal, like everybody, you know, like a lot of people do, you know, I listened to Korn and, I listened to Kiss and I listened to Crocus, basically most bands with K's, or like a K sound, but, yeah. But then eventually, I found my way to a great band called Striper, and I was really blessed and lucky to get in with them on the ground floor as what's called a roadie. Do you guys know what a roadie is?
No.
How would he do?
Well, a roadie is a guy, or can also be a girl, but it's usually a guy who goes out on the road with the band and helps them set up all their gear and equipment. He carries the guitars and pushes around the big boxes of stuff that's really heavy. And then they do the show. And then after the show, you clean up all the gear and equipment. So you load them in and you load them out. There was a show on Showtime called Roadies that Cameron Crowe did. Do you guys not know that about the show?
It got canceled
because of Luke Wilson. Luke Wilson was was one of the main roadies.
Okay.
Right. And totally unconvincing.
I don't think people like him as a rock and roll roadie. So it got canceled. So, but anyway, I was on the road with Striper for like 10 years, you know, from the time when I was like young, like 18 to like 20. 28 basically. Okay. And it was, you know, it's hard. It's a rock and roll lifestyle, even though it is Christian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So late hours, hard work, heavy pushing, lifting, you know, stuff like that. And then eventually, unfortunately, I saw behind the curtain. Do you know what that means?
Like you actually look behind sort of where the backstage area is.
Yeah. Well, no, not literally. I mean, more figuratively, I saw behind the rock and roll curtain.
Uh-huh.
So what I was led to believe was that Striper were a bunch of Christian bros out rocking for the Lord and you know, melting hearts for Christ while melting also eardrums for Christ. But what I came to realize during my work with Striper is that they're just like every other secular band.
Oh, no.
And no one has talked about this.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, all the guys in Striper, Michael Sweet, and all of, right now I can't remember them all, but because I've blocked out their names, but they're all pretty bad sinners.
Oh, it's so unfortunate because you really do hear about that where, you know, when they're on stage, when they're in front of the curtain, you seem like a Christian band, but then what they're doing in their personal lives behind the curtain, as you would say, and I guess probably actually backstage too, is just not what you want from a Christian. And I'm that is just so upsetting. And most of them are dead now, aren't they?
Well, I don't think that they're dead. I could Google it, but I don't think that they are, because I probably would have been invited to funerals. But yeah, it's just when you see guys that you really look up to in the biz, who are also supposed to be warriors for Christ, that are not, and that are really just fornicating. And, you know, also I would say this, whippets are devil's downfall.
Wow.
Do you know what whippets are?
No.
A whippet is
the racing dog.
No, it's not. Well, that is a whippet. Okay. This is a drug called whippet. And what you do is you take a little canister and you release the gas into a balloon. It's like laughing gas, and you huff it in, and then your face and lips turn blue, and you have like kind of an out of body experience for a few minutes or for like 30 seconds. But anyway, that's what Striper was doing a lot
backstage,
back behind the curtain. That's what I was saying.
That really breaks my heart.
It's hard to see. And I would approach him. I'd be like, guys, you know, all these kids are out there and they look up to you. And you guys got really cool songs, you know?
And outfits.
And cool. I don't know if you remember their outfits. They look like bees.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're like black and yellow stripes.
Yeah, it's
you
like
know?
Nothing
hardcore
cooler. Colors.
Hardcore, tight, like really tight pants. That was the other thing that I mentioned to them. I was like, guys, I think the pants might be getting too tight, you know? And no one else was going to say it but me. So I finally said, hey, I can only say this out of love, but I can see your pubes and I can see the outline of your ball, of both balls.
Oh, wow.
And so that was not received well. They were furious.
Oh,
they said, Rod, you know, don't you, they would, a couple of the guys like took me and they jacked me up against the wall and they said, they shook me and they said, Rod, you don't ever talk to us about our looking at our balls, man.
Oh,
you know, you don't do that.
And you were just doing it from a place of love.
Yeah. Accountability.
Exactly. And I said, guys, you got to realize that these teens are copying you. And they, you know, because if you look out in the audience at any Striper concert, you see tons of kids also wearing tight pants. And you can see all the you can see tons of teen balls.
Everything.
And tons of teen balls. Wow. And that's the kind of thing for me, I'm still trying to get that out of my brain, is when you see all these kids with tight pants on and their balls jingling, and you're like, no, not anymore, Striper. You stop it. And they wouldn't stop it.
Yeah, you know, I'm luckily the style has changed with teens now, and a lot of it's gone kind of like baggy on the top and tight on the bottom, which is great. And I, you know, I also wanted to ask you, you know, that sounds so intense, because I noticed is that a tracheotomy scar there on your neck? Is that from where they threw you up against the wall? Because I also noticed your voice is a bit, well, I guess.
Gravelly.
Gravelly.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I do have a gravelly voice, but it's not from a tracheotomy. It's just from singing in my own Christian metal band.
You have your own band.
I started my own Christian metal band called Demon Crushers, and with a Z on the end, so it's a little, it's different. So it's like Demon, but then Crushers, but then a Z on, so it's like Crushers.
Cool. That is
so
awesome.
Cool. I would love to hear what you guys are up to. Do you have any, could you give us a little sample?
Yeah,
of
I mean, I can read you. I was just working on a song lyric. This is just off the top of my head. I mean, I was writing today, and it goes like, demons, you get behind me. Demons, don't you try to seduce me with your slender bodies and your muscular buttocks. You can't hold me down. You get behind me, demons. Why are your bodies so slender and glistening in the moist droplets of water from the waterfall?
Yeah, wow. I can almost hear a shredding guitar behind that.
Is that the chorus?
Well, that's the chorus. But then what you do is I write all the lyrics first and then I give it to the guys. And then the guys go through and they put all of the music in. They just layer in riffs, keyboard, synthesizer, triangle, drums, woodwind.
It's a big band.
I know, really filling out the sound.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the band is full fledged. You know, we got 17 different guys right now currently in the band who are in Demon Crushers. And I mean, the thing is that I don't know if you also realize that we are literally trying to crush demons too in our day to day lives, unlike Striper, you know, because Striper, like I said, I would say that they are more of a secular band, or that's what my perception of them. But Demon Crushers is still really trying to crush demons every day. And I get emotional because the Holy Spirit does grab me sometimes by the throat and command me to crush these demons and not to be seduced by them, because that's what demons, everybody knows that, but demons are there. They want to seduce you physically.
Yeah, it does sound like that kind of comes up in your music a lot. Just, you know,
and that can be a slippery slope. Right. I mean, it sounds like that's what happened to Striper.
Right. That's exactly what happened to Striper. And we've had that happen to guys in our band before. And we have to kick them out. Uh-huh. You know, we have to say you're out of the band. Yeah. You cannot be a demon crusher. If you get seduced by a demon and you let the demon have its way with you and slowly unbutton your jeans and then slowly, the demon slowly pulls down your jeans just a little bit and then slowly, ever so slowly, the demon will just, you know, grab your boxer briefs and try to pull down your underwear and you got to stop it. You got to stop it because the demon won't stop. So you have to stop it.
You have to grab that elastic waistband of your underpants and hold it up.
And probably the good thing too is having a band that big, when you kick someone out, you probably don't really miss them.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's a great point, because everyone is replaceable in this band by design. Do you know what I mean? Like right now we have four different bass players, and a lot of people say, well, that's too much bass in the band for me, for my ears. But it's not really, because if anyone screws up, they're out.
Yeah.
Everyone is replaceable.
Yeah. And Rod, I really just, you know, we're talking earlier about your look. You got the look, right? And you got the cool black spiky layered hair, and you do got the, you know, tight shirt and all that stuff and all the jewelry and everything. I wonder how much you're really going to have to guard your heart and protect your purity, because I'll tell you what, girls see a guy who looks like a rocker, they get all hot under the collar. I remember you were referencing Kiss and whatnot. I heard stories. I mean, they say Kiss stands for Knights in Satan's Service.
Right.
And, you know, that these guys were worshiping the devil, and that Motley Crue and Tommy Lee's making a sex tape. And these rockers, what they did is they had these scouts go look for hot women, bringing them backstage.
Behind the curtain.
Letting them come behind the curtain, do whatever they wanted to these guys.
Well, that's what part of my job was for Striper, is I used to have to be the guy to go out into the audience and find, you know, women that would go and be with Striper. Like all of them. Because that was the deal. The guys, all of the guys in Striper, they would only have sex as a group. And so you would have to tell the women, look, it's not going to be like a one-on-one thing. You also, it's going to be like a melee. It's going to be chaos.
And whippets.
And whippets. Yeah. And so, but now, you know, when I think back on those dark days, I just can't believe that was ever even part of my life, that I had to go out and tap a woman on the shoulder and she would say, what? And I would say, well, I'm with the band and they want to meet you. And she would say, fuck you. And I would say, well, no, I'm being serious. And she'd say, no, fuck you. And I'd be like, I'm serious.
Why would she be so mad? Why would she be saying that?
She didn't believe you? Did you?
Because she didn't believe me. Yeah, not like she was mad. She was like, no way. Oh, okay. You know, that's what she meant.
You're kind of going back to the same woman over and over, because it just sounds like, okay.
You got to like bring a lanyard or something. Show her your mean biz.
Yeah, exactly. So then I had a special lanyard that I would pull out that had a special VIP pass on it for her. And this is just bad, but the lanyard, the VIP pass that I would give to the woman, had a picture of Striper's butts in their pants.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, so they kind of know, like, hey, you're going to get this pass.
Yeah, you mean
but
business.
But the implication is that these butts are for you, you know?
Wow. I mean, it's probably so, you know, that with these stories like the butt pass and the woman and all these dogs backstage and everything, I just think it's so great that, you know, most of Striper is dead now and we can really focus on
Is that a fact? I really haven't. I mean, if I don't have, I lost my cell phone because I went to, over the weekend, I went to, do you know who Blue Man Group is?
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're the best. I love Blue Man Group. So I went to see Blue Man Group.
In Chicago? And,
It was the touring company.
Oh, yeah, okay. So not as good.
They might be from Chicago originally, but these were the touring Blue Man Group. And so I went to see them, and they do this thing where they always get a volunteer from the audience.
Oh, you
and
they,
yeah, I raised my hand. And so I said, I'll go. And they said, well, they don't say anything. They just kind of gesture. Right, and right. So I said, okay, well, here I go. And so I went up on stage, and they did that thing where they were spitting the marshmallows into my mouth.
Yeah.
And then they took my cell phone, and they never gave it back.
Oh, no.
So I don't have a cell phone. So that's why I can't currently look up whether or not Striper was killed recently. But anyway, Blue Man Group is the best. I had a great time, and I would go back to see those guys. Man, I wish I could be a roadie for Blue Man Group because though I don't know their religious beliefs, but I don't even think it matters because they don't really even talk.
Right.
That's right.
They're kind of like, they're sort of like space aliens or something like that. Like, I don't know the backstory of Blue Man Group, but I do think they would be fun to be a roadie for because I bet there's lots of pranks and silliness.
Oh, got it.
And not a lot to carry if you think about it. Uh-huh. Just a bunch of marshmallows and some paint.
Probably some paint. Probably, I think they have PVC piping, for some of the instruments, like, but but that stuff is way lighter to carry. But I would just like, if I were to ever be a roadie again, which I probably won't, but I wouldn't mind meeting up with Blue Man Group.
That is cool.
But it seems like maybe God has put a very high calling on your life to be the lead of Demon Crushers. Because, I mean, the good you will be able to do for the kingdom.
The way you're saying it isn't right.
Okay, how do you say it again?
Demon Crushers.
Demon Crushers.
Yeah, there's a Z on the very end of it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Man,
like
it's
the kid, like the kid snack, Crustables. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I love
Crustables.
Uh-huh. See, now with the hard Z, it's too bad you can't go with the yellow and black. It would be, the wasp or bee theme would go with that Z, but you don't really want to emulate Striper, do you? What are your band colors?
Well, that's a great question because we don't even have colors right now. Oh. I will give credit where credit is due that Striper, they were on the cutting edge of the whole color scheme thing. Because do you remember a group called Blind Melon?
Yeah.
Okay, so Blind Melon, everybody knows they had the video with the bumblebee. So they sort of were at the same time as Striper. So there was a lot of bee theme and black and yellow theme. And then do you know the rap band, the Wu-Tang Clan?
Oh.
They also call them the Killer Bees.
Okay.
So there were at this, there have been historically in the music business a lot of bee themed costumes and colorings. So anyway, we haven't ever figured out what our colors would be. And now I don't even know if people even do colors anymore.
Right. Yeah. Speaking of Blind Melon, I have not heard from that guy in forever. And I always thought those were some really good tunes. I hope he put something.
You should Google that because that one I do know for a fact. That one was a funeral for sure.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm not sure.
Well, you know what? I'm not surprised at all to hear that Blind Melon and Wu-Tang Gang were stealing the yellow and black stuff from Striper.
It's the Wu-Tang Clan, not the. I'm just trying to. I don't want you to get mail from people correcting you, saying you said Wu-Tang Gang.
Oh.
Because they're not a gang. Okay. It's a rap group.
Okay, cool.
It's a clan.
Oh, wow. Well, wow. I know gangs are bad, but the clan is also bad.
Yeah, well, it's kind of coming back. Hey, I did have one question for you, Rod, which is how in your, was there a point in your early life, how did you grow up getting interested in this kind of like heavy music? Because it seems like maybe something about your childhood maybe resonated with you with this kind of rebel renegade idea that, these guys like Striper at the time of kind of putting out.
Mm-hmm. Well, for a long time when I was a kid, I raised myself.
Oh.
Because my parents went on. Have you ever seen the movie Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin?
It's awesome.
I only saw the third one, but I love that one. It was hilarious.
It's awesome.
Well, the third one I never saw, but there's a bunch of ones before that.
Oh,
there's
really?
A first one, and then there's a second one, and then it goes straight into the third one.
Okay, I thought they started with three, like Star Wars or something, and then they were going to work their way backwards. Okay.
It's confusing, but I'm almost positive when I get my phone back from the Blue Man Group, I will Google it to make sure, but I'm pretty sure that it goes Home Alone 1 and then Home Alone 2 and then straight into Home Alone 3. But in Home Alone, the plot in the original is that the parents go on a trip and they accidentally forget their kid and they leave him at home alone, which is how they got the name to begin with. And it's played by a famous actor named Macaulay Culkin. And so that basically happened to me where my parents went away on a trip and they either accidentally forgot me or on purpose forgot me. And so I got left at my house for a year, and I didn't have anything except my brother's music. We live close to a grocery store, so I would go to the grocery store and steal food and stuff. But in my house, musically, my brother had a big record collection, so I would just listen to all of his metal records. And so that's how I got into metal and demons. And I started doing drawings and stuff of demons, you know, with their wings and their horns. And, you know, they're very muscular. If you look at most demons, their bodies are, they have very muscular shoulders. And then it's sort of like a V, like a swimmer's body down to their torso. And then they always have like ripped abs and they have very slender wings, like a bat's wings. But then they are, most artists depict demons wearing a Speedo style or European cut swimsuit. So you don't ever see their genitalia. So we don't know if it's like ours or different. But then if you keep going down, their quads and their calves are ripped and pumped. And then, so they're always in really good shape. And so that's how I got into demons and drawing them and listening to heavy metal. But it was basically because of what my Home Alone situation.
Wow. It seems like you really made lemonade. And I was wondering, if you look at the Speedo that the demon is wearing in most of these renderings, can you see, like, are they tight? Like the striper, you know, that package that was so tight, you could really see full detail.
Well, it depends on the various artists that are drawing the demons. When I do drawings of demons, I don't ever do shading around their balls or their shaft, because I don't even want to go there.
That's good.
You know, because it would, to me, the scariest thing of all would be a demon cock and the fierceness and the sharpness of it.
Sure.
And so I don't even want to go there mentally.
No.
So when I draw their bodies, I draw them, like I said, swimmer's body, totally ripped abs, quads, and calves.
Yeah.
But the Speedo is not ever really shaded. It's more just like a European cut swimsuit.
Okay, very two-dimensional.
But you can't ever really tell, because I don't want to go there. But other artists do. Other artists will shade it all. So there is shading and shadowing. And you can tell, usually the demons, obviously, because they're demons, they're more developed than we are as people.
Right.
So their genitals are way more developed and more threatening, like way more threatening than ours. So that probably led me to the name Demon Crushers, you know, because of that being my worst nightmare.
Yeah, that's a bit, it's kind of mine now too. So I just want to, you know, kind of circle back then to, you know, when your parents did come back, or did you just get found after that year and have to go live with someone else? Did your parents ever arrive back home from their trip?
Yeah, they came back and they were like, oh no, oh Rod, oh, we forgot you. Oh no, this is just like the movie Home Alone.
Right, but
this
for a
is
year.
Exactly like the movie. But it would be if Home Alone lasted for a whole year, is what my parents were saying.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know, I was right here. And they were like, whoa, sorry about that. And I was like, all right.
Wow.
I mean, did you learn how to be a good cook from that, having to feed yourself?
A lot of it is just survival. Survival instincts and stuff like that. So, to be honest, when you go to that place, when I was a kid, a lot of it is just straight up shoplifting and burglaries.
Uh-huh.
So, because survival, you have a different instinct.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, you know, right now we all have very comfortable lifestyles, but if we were all thrown into a survival situation, we would do whatever it took to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So, shoplifting, yes. I shoplifted tons and tons of grapes, dates, you know, things that would fit into a child's pocket, candies, suckers, you know, things that are reachable too. You have to think, what is reachable to a child? Well, the produce, low-hanging fruit, and the produce aisle, stuff like that. A lot of the kid, here's another thing that people don't tell you about grocery stores, is that a lot of the grocery stores are stocked at, the kids' items are at eye level, so that the kids see it and get their parents, and they bother their parents for the grocery item. And so all of it is reachable to a kid's height. So I would grab the, you know, snack packs, pudding packs, like I said, grapes.
Yeah, it just seems like a lot of sugary stuff. I mean, were you a bit malnourished when they came back?
Well, yeah, I mean, probably. I didn't go to the doctor or anything like that, if that's what you're asking, because what kid would take himself to the doctor?
Right, you know? It just doesn't seem possible.
No, but what I did do was I got worried about burglars, that burglars were going to come after me, like in the movie Home Alone. So what I had to do was manufacture and arrange a lot of different self-defense devices and tricks and traps okay. for the burglars. So if you think about a burglar in Home Alone, well, what is he going to do? First thing, he's going to try to come in the front door. Yep. And so if you remember in the movie Home Alone, what Macaulay Culkin did was he took a red hot thing and he hung it on the doorknob. So it got really hot. So when the burglars grabbed it on the other side, they went, my fucking hand.
Wow,
you fucking kid. Macaulay Culkin, I'm gonna fucking kill you for this.
What was that one rated? I thought it was a family movie.
I don't. When I get my phone back, I'll Google it. It might have been R. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but the burglars, they're the bad guys. They have bad mouths.
Yeah, and then he also, I think there's a part two where he went up above the door and he got like boiling hot water. And when the burglars tried to come in again, he had set up I think an ice trap, so they were like running like cartoon characters outside the door, and they fell down. And then he dumped ice or. I can't remember if it was ice or broken glass, but anyway, what I did was broken glass. I set up ice in front of my door in case burglars came. And then I had a bucket of broken glass and I would when someone would knock on the door, I would dump broken glass on them.
Right. Yeah,
and the glass was soaked. I'd soaked the glass in honey. Oh. So the honey would make the glass stick to them and then they would fall down and they would get sliced up.
So what was it like when your parents came home? Did they have to navigate all that stuff?
Well, immediately my parents were, tricked and trapped by so many of the tricks and traps that I had laid for them.
Oh,
so
no.
I had dug in my front yard. So do you know what a bungee pit is?
No.
A bungee pit was a way that we used to trap people in the Vietnam War, where we would dig pits and you would put spikes, sharpened spikes at the bottom of the pit.
Oh, no.
So you would put, and then you would put sticks over the hole and then sprinkle leaves on the top so people wouldn't see that there was a hole. And then they would walk along, step on the twigs, fall down into the pit and get spikes into their bodies and into their feet.
And that happened.
So my parents, all got impaled.
No.
My mom and my dad got impaled in my bungee pit in the front yard that I'd set up for the burglars. So in a way, it was like not great because they were very injured because they got out of the bungee pit and then they tried to go around the back way. And then, you know, I didn't know that they would be coming home then, but that's when they got trapped in more traps and tricks that I had set for the burglars. Do you know what a log spike is?
No.
Is it just kind of sound like what it is? I mean, it's kind of a log with some spikes on it?
What?
Well, I mean, it sounds kind of like a spiky log.
I mean, yeah, if we're going to, you're kind of ruining the story, but yeah, that is what it is. It was just a log. It's like a big log, a heavy log attached to it's on like a swing and then you put a big spike on it. And then when they trip over the trip wire, the log swings and it spikes them into their back or their stomach.
Whoa.
And so, yeah, but it's exactly what you guessed. It's a spiky log.
Well, I mean, I guess that makes more sense now that I'm kind of getting this filled in, why your parents, when they came in the door, were kind of going, oh, it's like Home Alone. Oh,
yeah.
So they were actually in quite a lot of pain. It seems.
Well, I didn't even think about that because now that does explain that part of it. But also, do you know what a firewall is?
No.
You know, I hate to say it, but it's just going to be like a fiery wall, I think, Hallie, at this point.
I mean, again, yeah, you're just sort of, you're jumping the gun of, you have a way of, I'm not trying to criticize you because I, as a Christian, I do love you, but also I will have to give you feedback, and this is Christian feedback, that you do jump the gun on other people's stories.
Well, I guess, I will take that feedback, but right now I'm not going to accept it because, you know, usually, and I'm saying this in a totally Christian way, which is, you know, when you ask a question like, do you know what a firewall is? And it kind of sounds like what it is, and you don't expect the person to answer it or no.
Okay, well, then if you are so good at guessing all of these tricks and traps, explain to me what a firewall looks like.
Ooh.
I like that.
How would you set that up so that you would catch people and they would get caught on fire in your backyard?
I guess.
How would you do? You don't know.
I'm trying to.
You don't know because you keep jumping the gun. And again, this is Christian feedback, but if you don't know, then don't say you know.
Well, I think I could probably figure it out if you give me a couple.
But you
flash
keep.
Flash paper?
This is exactly. What?
Flash paper?
No, it's not flash paper. It's leaves jammed into sticks covered with honey, sprayed with gasoline, lit on fire. Oh. And so then the people don't see that it's on fire because they're looking the other way. You make a noise, like you bang the lids of trash cans together. And so they look over to see what that noise was, and they don't see where they're walking, and they walk right into the firewall, and then they catch on fire. So my parents fell into the bungee pit. No, first they slipped on the ice into the broken glass, then they fell into the bungee pit, then they walked around in the backyard, got hit with a spiky log, and then walked into the firewall, and then came inside, and they said, "Oh no, oh fuck, this is just like Home Alone 1, not Home Alone 2 or Home Alone 3. This is just like Home Alone 1 if it had been longer."
Oh, had 2 and 3 even come out yet?
No, that's why they said it. Again, you're jumping. If you're going to jump the gun, if you listen to the person's story, then you don't need to even jump the gun.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married, but I think a lot of that is that it's called God's timing.
Yeah.
Do you guys, have you ever heard of God's timing?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's...
Oh, here we go.
Well, I mean, people have heard of God's timing. I mean, that's not like a firewall or a
sticky what is it?
Or whatever you
Oh, go with. Ahead and explain it to me, Professor. What is God's timing?
I mean... But, you know, God's time is different than our time. And but
well, yeah, I mean, you are right about, yes, you, that is exactly what it is. And I am not currently married, or have I ever been married, but I would like to, because but it's all up to God's timing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also I hope that eventually I can be with a woman, because I already know kind of almost what it's like from being on the road with Striper seeing it over and over and over.
Yeah.
And so that's one part. And then the other part is the main reason I want to get married is to take my mind off of demons and the constantly trying to be their slender bodies and how strong they are and how much they want to seduce us.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't think we need to go back.
Well,
into the
Rod,
demons.
Speaking
because
of females.
What it is their bodies are so strong and slippery.
Right, yeah, you said that before.
Because they're
yeah.
lubricated. Their bodies are pre-lubricated. And so they're very slippery and they... You know, they can hold you down, so I get worried about that.
Are there female demons?
Wow, great. Whoa,
I've actually never
wondered this. Wow. Wait a second. I got to write this down there.
I mean...
I got to write a song about this.
I never even thought of that either.
I never even thought about that there could be female, like sexy female demons that also have very ripped bodies and abs.
Strong, yeah.
But... Their bodies, instead of wearing a Speedo or a men's European cut suit, it could be more of like a bikini or a one-piece suit.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a... Man. Oh, man. Do you guys... Oh, this is like inspiration.
And they'd still be able to overpower you because they have a supernatural strength.
Their bodies are so much stronger than ours, and their wingspan... Their wingspan is humongous, and they can spread their wings and fly really faster, way faster than people can run or hide, so you can't get away from them.
You cannot. You absolutely cannot.
Sorry, I just got to get some of my sketch pencils out and use the different colors for the bikinis and stuff. The thing is that what I need to do right now very quickly is that I have to go to work on my sketches for this, and also I have to go to the bathroom. Immediately. Like, I need to go to the bathroom. Right now, I really have to be by myself in the bathroom to write the song and also do the artwork for this female demon.
Okay. Yeah.
So I just need to go, I need to go have quiet time and by myself and no interruptions, total privacy in the bathroom by myself. No one comes in there, no matter what.
You got it.
Rod Humble was played by Rob Hubel. You've seen him in so many great things, but definitely check out his show, Medical Police, on Netflix and follow him at Rob Hubel. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.